just wandering boys and hearts. The next jump is take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan and follow, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flow. In the quiet hours your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. Thank you.
looks the same as I step down from the train. There to meet me are my mama and papa. Down the lane I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold, lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. There's that old oak tree that I used to play on. There's the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home.
The band 6:15. Your man or your woman drinks, especially your man, takes a bit of a drink. And you want to sober him up or anything at all. Yes, just come up around the point there. Always loved this wee song. Well, his wife loved him. Her husband didn't really like it. It's entitled "Don't Sell Daddy Any More Whiskey." So when they come down on a Friday night and I'm drunk, well, you can request this wee song here. And it's "Don't Sell Daddy Any More Whiskey."
Thank you. the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go
Johnny Cash and June Carter, and I'm going to Jackson. And got a nice phone call there. What are you turning this thing? Oh, still at the month. Where are you getting them off? Yes, because it's about a half a mile away and I have to get up and reach over it. Very nice phone call there from Mary McDade up there in Ballyhonus in County Mayo. Yes, I repeat, Mary McDade up there in Ballyhonus in County Mayo. And her mother was Rita Grant and she was an American. And it's also to do it for Mary's husband, Johnny. Picking it up loud and clear because she let me hear the wireless away up there in County Mayo, Ballyhonus. And they live very near hand, Kevin Prendergast. And I promised I would play a few numbers from Kevin Prendergast because I know Kevin very, very, very well. So Mary McGage up there in Ballyhonus, County Mayo. And your mother was an American. Tell her to tune in tomorrow, Mary, because I have an American DJ. He's on here tomorrow, and he calls himself the Americanist. I don't know whether he was a Japanese pilot or what he was anyway, but the Americanist. And they lived all around Philadelphia and all. And then I have another American coming on some night during the week, and he's very romantic. He plays all those things. I love the dovey things and slappy and stuff like that. You know. Mary McDade up there in Ballyhonus, County Mayo, and it's also for your mother who is Rita Grant, and she was an American, and your husband, Johnny. Very nice to hear from you, and thanks for the phone call. And here's Kevin Prendergast starting off with Back in My Baby's Arms.
All the bees are gonna be humming, guitar strings are gonna be strumming when I back in my baby's arms again. Wheels are gonna be turned, flames of love are gonna be burning when I back in my baby's arms again. Thank you.
hand, we're gonna be waltzing when I'm back in my baby's arms again. Dago swings are gonna be swinging, water springs are gonna be springing when I'm back in my baby's arms again. No more tears are gonna be falling, I've just heard my true love calling. Open arms awaiting yonder round the bend. A river of honey is gonna be flowing, big sweet flowers are gonna be grown when I'm back in my baby's arms again. Sweet flowers are gonna be grown when I'm back in my baby's arms again. Oh, when I'm back in my baby's arms again.
Lovely numbers, and I'll just leave that there on the deck. And that was for a lady away up there in County Mayo, Mary McDade, Ballyhonest, County Mayo. And that was a very special request for her husband, Johnny, and also for her mother, who is Rita Grant. Or she was Rita Grant. That's right, she would be Rita Grant. But then Mary would have got married, and her husband would have been named McDade. We'll have to figure this out. So it would be Johnny McDade who married Mary Grant. And Mary changed her name to McDade. I think that would be it. So Mary McDade for your husband Johnny and for your mother Rita Grant. All the way up there in Ballyhonest in County Mayo. And I leave that there and the next DJ coming on. Because at the minute, I'm the only one that's here. But otherwise, not to worry. I have 30 bob left. I have 150 left. Enough to see if we can get a lock of DJs for that. So anybody's any old spare money out there, let's have it on here along with this table. And Mary, when you run into Kevin, the last time I seen him here was a year ago, he gave me 3 LPs, and he must have another one or two out. So get him to bring those on to me. You're listening to Radio North. And we're on the medium wave, 1008. That's 108. 1008 on the medium wave. In the meantime, the telephone number is 83195 from the north. It's 010-35377 from Minnesota. It's 077. Mickey Henry here with you for another wee while. And it's 6:30. And this is Jarlis Conway and Tears on My Pillow. And I wonder if this is true. He's going to sing, "You always hurt the one you love." I wonder.
Yeah.
getting a sweet number from Jarlath Conway, especially for Magella Gallagher up there in Derry. Especially for you, Magella. Jarlath singing, you always hurt the one you love.
That you can even remember. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you.
A young gentleman that should be a lot higher than what he is. He should be on top of the pops. And I dried out that tip there, and that's Jarlath Conway. He used to be a DJ here on Radio North. Now he's went on to higher things. Well, at least that's what it is anyway. What are we going to have this time? Mary McDade, he's still listening up there. Mary McDade, I hope you have a sense of humor, because listening to Radio North, especially with the new management, and I emphasize that, the new management, the new owners, whatever was before is not. They have nothing at all to do with this station whatsoever, Radio North. Or change of ownership and management, contrary to what you might hear. But if you want to hear the straight or anything else, contact me here at Radio North. But here's James Young. We'll see what he has to say.
You are now listening to Radio North, broadcasting on the medium wave 1008, and our telephone number is 83195. And from the north, it is 010-35377. And from Inishowen, it's 077. Or write to us at Radio North, Redcastle, County Donegal. You are listening to Radio North, broadcasting on the medium wave 1008. And our telephone number is 83195. And from the north, it's 010-35377. And from Inishowen, it is 077. Or write to us at Radio North, Redcastle, County Donegal. You are listening to us at Radio North, broadcasting on the medium wave, 1008. And our telephone number is 83195. Or from the north, it's 010-35377. Or from Inishowen, 077. Or you can write to us at Radio North, Redcastle, County Donegal. You are listening to Radio North, broadcasting on the medium wave, 1008. And our telephone number is 83195. And from the north, it is 010-35377. Or from Inishowen, it's 077. Or write to us at Radio North, Redcastle, County Donegal.
Turn on your radio and listen all day long, and listen to the station that's away above the wall. It comes from Cardindonna in the County Donegal. They broadcast round the Causeway Coast and the lovely Inishowen, around the county and in Derry and Tyrone. And from the early morning you'll find them on the air. Radio North is now the big one everywhere. No matter where you travel and no matter where you go, everybody's listening.
Reaching out to you. The only thing that'll stop it now is the shortage of a couple of bob. But otherwise, don't need no money at the minute. I have 30 bob. I have 150 left here. So when that goes, that's what it up. Because as long as I have the price of a few, we're all right. But we're getting bits of wires, pieces, and all the rest. Because I have you all connected up, you know. You know the thing, you put a big bucket in one side and a big string and a bucket on the other side. And I've joined the two wires up. Yes, ready or not. He's on there. And he's in him.
Because I was talking to my man, she says, last week about that bike thing, he says the thing is to rent one now. Because if anything's wrong with your tube, they fix it for now. So I thought that second night I'd get a television. So I got a television put into my place, and you know, commercial television, I have learned more. Since I got commercial television than I learned at school. The first night I was sitting watching it in the corner of my kitchen, and here, dear, an advertisement come on, and there was a girl walking along the footpath, and I thought it was a very odd thing to do. She went into that phone box and then started to wash herself. Yeah. the bar that when I'm out tomorrow. So I've only got a nice curry and the mountain was a bit cracked. And here, dear, I stripped down and made lovely stuff of this and I washed myself all over and everything. And then now I dried myself and I reached forward and I sprinkled it all and everything. And holy God, when I come back into the kitchen and put my glasses on, do you know what I sprinkled myself with? Surrounded by men, and I didn't want to have to get police protection, because God help them, have enough to do at the present time. So I let it sink in, and the next night I went out for a bit of a dounder, and here doundered round, but nobody paid no attention till me a couple of neighbours noted, but that was all. And I come back home again, and I switched on the television, and there was a girl spraying her oxters with stuff. And say, maybe the soap's not the thing for you at all. Maybe that's what you need. So I had seen this in the grocers. I never know to make as many things in them spray things. So here, dear, when I was in for the messages, so I had to take a can of that. And here, and I stripped down to the pelt and the scullery. Oh, I had still the peppers up in the window. And I sprayed myself. And when I put on my glasses, you know what I had sprayed myself with? Fly killer. So I thought the place to go was down to the Shamus. So I went down to the Shamus, and an awful nice, well-spoken wee girl behind the counter, oh, she says, no, there's a whole lot of things played in them spray things. She says, what you need is the deodorant, she says. Instead of a handkerchief, a shampoo, the fear of the air. I think a hair should be natural. The only time I would do anything with my hair is on a Sunday there when I'm making broth. I always put a towel around like a turban, but you don't like your hair trailing in the broth. So she sold me this deodorant, and I go home and I sprayed myself beautiful. And the smell of me was beautiful, and the smell of my house was lovely, and was even going out through the letterbox. So by the heavens, I'll go out before the effect of this wears off. So I'm going down the street, and I have my glasses on because I look better without them. So here, dear, I seen a whole horde of men coming after me. Says I, this is sticking out, this is what you need. It's only a question of picking and choosing. Whenever they got up level with me, do you know who they were? The Salvation Army. And of course they were collecting. So I opened the bag, and the smallest I had was half a crown. And of course I had to give him the half crown. But he thanked me very, very, very much indeed. And he says, which hymn would you like? And I said, I would love Hymn of the Drum. So that wasn't what they meant. So I went on right round the square, but not a critter even said goodnight to me. And I came back, I was awful depressed. You get that way depressed. So I came back, and now I went down to the Shamus the next day, and the wee girl says, what you need, she says, I was thinking about you last night, is a vanishing cream. She says, we have a new one in, she says, with special oil, and was about that size there. How much is that? She says, 17 sixpence. For a vanishing cream, 17 sixpence. Say, my God, that might vanish during the night when I wouldn't be looking at it. So here, dear, anyway, I got this vanishing cream, and I come out for a walk, and I was going down Omer Avenue, and I walked very slowly by the BBC, because you never know, Michael Bagley might be looking out the window. And, like, I would give him serious consideration. But there was no sign of him, and I come on by the group's theatre, and there's a big fella there, he's English, he has a yacht and everything, I believe he's rolling, and so I said, God, if you get him near your sailing. So there was no sign of him either, but there's a new eating house open next door to the group, and I thought, I'll go in there, there might be a lone man sitting like, and it looks better for, like, you can't stare at people in the street, you're misunderstood. Coming down on the avenue, you'd see people thought I was Earl Cork, eh? And I'm telling you this, her language isn't ordinary. Last man I heard her starting on rung up the fire brigade. So I went into the eating house, but they were sitting about in season fours, and there was only one lone man. It was his reverence. It was just before he was lifted. He didn't stay long. He had just a cup of tea and two crummy squares. I come home and I was depressed. I was awful down on, didn't... And here didn't I switch my television on, and an advertisement come up, says I, that's the very thing you should have thought of that years ago, for dear sake, without even a television. Blasiers! Because this last few years I've found myself slipping. I said, even for safety's sake, you should have a brassier. For I had an awful accident 3 months ago. I caught one of them in the mangle. It's all right for you. It was sore getting it in. It was sore getting it out again. I had a nipple up the royal. And students poking around you. So here, dear, I thought I would have to wait. I'll have to wait to payday. So I waited to Friday and got my pay, and I went down the town and went into one of the big shops, and I went up to a girl behind the counter, and I said, she tell me, I said, what have you got in a brassier? Well, by the look of her bloody little. She says, the cheapest brassier we would have, she says, 35 of them. 35 of them for a brassier? Says I would give them no 35 and 11 for a brassier. See them swing for it. So, I said, what I want is the D-shaped one. I said, that I've seen on television. Oh, she says, they're a four-way stretch. She said, they're 4 to 5 shillings. 4 to 5 shillings for a brassier? Would you get 4 to 5 shillings for a brassier? Go to look a horsey house. So I thought now, if I miss the coke quarter and I shoot the rent man and the coal man and the milk man, I'll have a man in no time at all, and he'll pay everything up for me. So I said, yes, I would be interested. So she showed me into the cuticle and... she told me to slip to the waist, and Horn and Oil Girl came in on the pulp and the hold. Well, I kept escaping. So here, two more of them come in, and you talk about being caught in the mail. It was easy, it was luxury compared with the old. So here,
the doctor told me yesterday, I wasn't long to go. And when I go out on the river, the left hand, a hope. And if they ask me who for King William or the Pope, I'm going to take no chances. I'll tell them loud and clear that I'm just a loyal Protestant, but love. A papist, but one way or another, a saint will let me through. And Rosie will be waiting there.
Very sorry about that. You couldn't even go to take a cup of tea with James Young. No, the tip's not raveled or anything. It's just need loosened out a wee bit. And what have I got? Nothing at all. Not a thing. That's what I supposed to think. Mary McDade up there in Ballyhonnis in County Mayo. And especially for your husband Johnny as well. And your mother Rita Grant, who is an American. We're going to play you another 2 or 3 of Kevin Prendergast while I get a cup of tea. Back with you in a minute, 6:56 on Radio North.
If you don't want hills of Sligo. Although I hate to leave this land where I've lived for many years, I find that I must emigrate, for my eyes are filled with tears. There's nothing left for me to do, no future.
Gentleman there from Ballymoney, and that was the Hillbilly. Here's a gentleman by the name of Tex Withers. That's Tex Withers. Starts with a W. Tex Withers. He's small man, but all in the country and western. He's going to do Hardy's by the number.
I've got 嘅爆炸發生喺化驗所裏面，當時有高速開風，由爆炸所引起嘅火警已經被救熄，至於呢個意外嘅原因尚未清楚。荷蘭嘅 Helpline 係全國第一個省份開始施行有關災難嘅全面性諮詢行動。荷蘭省長同86位市長會於星期五接收到廣播電台。
If the world turned into ashes, if the sun forgot to shine.
me go.
You'll forgive me for intruding like this. I hope, my dear.
Tears you cannot hide and tears you cannot keep. There are tears of sorrow, also tears of delight. I wish I had a nickel for every tear you shed last night.
Searching for silver and gold. If you're alone, when you grow old. You'll never find comfort in silver and gold.
Thank you.